Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Okay, so Sean McDermott just spoke here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show in his weekly Friday appearance. In case you missed it, some big injuries for the Bills ruled out: Khalil Shakir, wide receiver; Taylor Rapp, safety; Ed Oliver, who suffered a hamstring injury yesterday at practice; defensive lineman and defensive lineman Austin Johnson, on top of course, suspended Von Miller. Terrell Bernard and Taron Johnson both will be limited today, and both will be listed as questionable on the injury report. I think Bernard plays. Johnson's interesting. Does he play? Does he not? We'll see when it comes time for Sunday. In the meantime, he also is speaking to the local Buffalo media after this, which he always does on a Friday. I'm reading from Catherine Fitzgerald, the Buffalo News. Her tweet says, on Khalil Shakir's injury, Sean McDermott said, quote, "We're thankful we have Curtis," unquote. End quote, I should say. I guess that means that Curtis Samuel becomes a more of a factor in the slot and how they want to use him and how they're doing things. So we'll see how it goes today. Sabres coming up at 1 p.m. today. We're going to get you to the Steve Foley Law pregame show in a little while. In the meantime, let's take a look at the weather in Houston this weekend and everything else. And by the way, what's the difference between an advisory and a watch? Here's Pat Hammer.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist, joins me on the West Her Hotline. Pat, you ready for hockey season? Welcome to hockey season.
No doubt. My son, who is an avid Sabres fan, is like trying to navigate what class he's going to skip today so he can at least listen to the game while at school. I'm like, dude, you cannot miss your AP World class. You know, Sorry, Sabres come in second in terms of priorities here, but it's, yeah, very excited to get hockey going today.
No doubt about it. Sabres are in Europe for a couple of games here, and the Bills are in Houston. Now, the roof's going to be closed in Houston, so we're not worried about the game, you know, what it's like on the field. That's actually probably better. I don't know. You can tell me. But what about people going down there and Bills fans who might be making the trek, you know, to, I guess, a destination-type city, which you don't play in a lot very often? What's it going to be like for them?
Yeah, first of all, by the way, that's the biggest gulp I've ever said in, had in a while listening to an injury report from the coach half an hour ago. My goodness. That just seemed to escalate very quickly. You'll never believe it, but in Houston, it's going to be hotter than Hades, as it seems to always be. So if you are traveling there, it's going to be in the low 90s, hot, humid, rain-free, but, you know, just get ready for some Texas heat down there. So roof closed, which I guess maybe you told me, they rarely open that roof, which just seems weird.
They never open it. They like to have it closed. Obviously the weather can get hot, but it's really more for the noise. Bill O'Brien never had it open because the noise gets encapsulated and it makes it tougher on the road team. And I'm telling you, it gets loud there. But now I will tell you, Hurricane Beryl damaged the roof. So they've been repairing it, and they did have it open for a preseason game this year because it hadn't been repaired yet, but it is now repaired and it will be closed.
Yeah, for good reason. Keeps it obviously cooler. It's going to be, if for travelers down there, it's going to be easy peasy, no travel problems getting in and out of Houston or Hobby airports, you'll find. Looking at the entire kind of NFL package this weekend, there aren't really any major weather issues. There's two, maybe one in Jacksonville, the Colts coming to town, and it could be a little rainy there. But surprisingly, not that it's going to be a massive impact, but the 49ers game on Sunday in Santa Clara is going to be like temperatures close to 100.
Wow,
so it's
really?
Going to be very, I know, crazy.
That's not normal there, is it?
No. Well, I mean, it can, yeah, you can get warm late fall weather patterns in the Bay Area. But to get that hot this late in the season, yeah, that's pretty rare. It's going to be really hot there.
I'm glad that you brought up other places because people with their fantasy teams and lineups want to know what the weather's going to be like in some of these places. We do have a game in Europe. No, not the Sabres. Yes, they're playing there in just a little while. But also, we start our international games. London, it's the Jets and the Vikings. What about that game, and what's it looking like for the London games this year?
Yeah, it's this time of the year. I mean, getting sunshine is like winning the lottery. It's a cloudy, rainy time of the year. And I've heard that the field is kind of garbage anyway. Is that true? The field conditions, it just...
I have to see, where are they playing that game? Which stadium? Because Tottenham Hotspur was the one the Bills played in last year, and it was too sticky, basically, right? And then the grass at the Wembley Stadium can be a little bit, like, not... Well, like, yeah, a little slippery, I guess. So, depends. I have to go look at what stadium they're playing in.
It doesn't look, it's going to be wet leading up to the game. It should be dry for the game over there on Sunday. Temperatures in the low 60s, but it shouldn't be wet. But it's going to kind of be a little wet leading up to the game. So, the field may not be in great shape.
Tottenham Hotspur, by the way, they are playing that's the same stadium the Bills played in last year. Tottenham Hotspur.
Okay.
And then you're going to get another game there next week, and then you're going to get a Wembley game. So you have Bears, Jags, and Jags Patriots. The Jags are doing that whole, you know, tooth.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thing again, going playing back to back. All right, how about here in Western New York? What are we looking at for this weekend for anybody who wants to, watch the game and go out and hang out on a Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, we'll talk about the weather and then we'll talk about the advisory
for sure.
That was issued by Jeremy White regarding Dante Adams after that. We'll discuss that. So the weather here is going to be beautiful today. We're going to thicken the clouds up a little bit. Tomorrow, a bit cooler, 60s for your Saturday, but a day to get outside and enjoy. Sunday, it warms up again, 70s. But if you have any watch parties planned Sunday afternoon, you may need to take it inside briefly. There could be some passing showers on Sunday. So all in all, not a bad weekend. Next week, fall kind of arrives and stays. It's gonna get a lot cooler. 60s, even 50s for highs. Ooh. Not terribly wet, but just certainly we're going to get into some sweater weather for sure next week.
Okay, let me give the context here for everybody. Yesterday morning, I'm on with Jeremy and Joe, and Jeremy called it an Adams watch. So Davante Adams, are we on Adams watch? And I said, I don't know if it's not a warning for sure. I know the difference between watch and warning. I said, what else is there? I said, what's below watch? And then we came up with advisory, and then we decided, wait a minute. Is advisory actually below watch? Does it go advisory, watch, warning? Sort this out for us, Pat. Like, how does this all work?
We're officially in a Davante Adams watch, okay?
Okay.
The difference. You start with a watch. Let's say you got a winter storm or you've got a wide receiver. And both are looking like there's a potential. A watch is issued because we see it. It's there. We don't know, though, if it's going to be a massive storm yet. A disruptive storm. We don't know if Davante Adams' interest is real, if it's really an aggressive thing, or is it just kind of rumors, okay? We go from a watch, and then it goes to either two things. It goes to an advisory or a warning. So one's not really below the other. It's more of a time sequence. As we get closer, it'll go from a watch to either a nothing, an advisory, or a warning. So if the rumors continue, if a couple tweets come out from Pelissero or Rappaport that there's interest and we're getting closer to the trade deadline, we go to an advisory. If Davante Adams is spotted at Barville, we go to a warning.
I love this. Love
right?
it.
So that means...
Oh, listen, he'll be spotted everywhere. That's how it works. You know the way the internet works, right? Somebody will spot him at the airport and then having wings somewhere and dining. It happens all the time, even though it's not actually him.
Right. So we're still in, we're not ready to get into the advisory phase or warning phase. So we're still in a watch. There's interest, there's discussions, but there's no there yet. We're still there in watch.
Okay. I do not mean to throw this on you, but I know you can whip it up real quick. Yankees, my Yankees, they're in the divisional round. They start tomorrow in New York, in the Bronx. They play Saturday and they play Monday. Is there any chance that anything doesn't get played here? Are we looking okay?
So the Sunday game.
No, Monday.
Fine. Sorry.
They play Saturday and Monday.
Yes. Okay. stand by because I'm going to give you the this was a bit of a curveball.
Yeah, I apologize for that. I just thought about asking you because I mean they start tomorrow at 6:38 p.m. is first pitch. Then they have an off day on Sunday, and then they play on Monday again.
So usually I'd be quicker than on this. I'm still in a red non-contact jersey.
Okay, okay, no problem.
But Monday is a day that could have some weather issues. There are rain showers expected. It looks like mainly in the morning into the middle part of the day.
Okay, then they're fine.
But
they'd be fine because they don't play till 7:30 on Monday night.
I think they're fine.
All right. Listen, thank you for all that, by the way. We will continue to learn about watches and advisories and warnings, and I really appreciate you doing that. We have to cut our visit short today because we have a Sabres pregame show coming up, and we need to get to that with Paul Hamilton. And Brian Colgio's in Prague, by the way. I'm going to ask him how the weather is in Prague right now.
What a great place to be this time of the year. You got Oktoberfest, all that stuff. I mean, that sounds fabulous.
And then next week we'll be talking on Friday, but the Bills don't play till Monday night the following week,
right?
At the Meadowlands against the Jets. So by then we'll definitely know what's happening in New York City. I mean, the Yankees may still be playing, or they may be out by then. By the way,
can you imagine if both are going on at the same time?
I thought about that when the schedule came out. Dude, when the schedule came out, I said, oh, my God, the Yankees could be at home that same weekend in the playoffs.
And that was back in May.
You were thinking about this.
How funny is that?
I know.
And by the way, just looking ahead, seeing the weather pattern evolving over the next couple weeks, we need to keep our eye on New York weather a week from Monday for sure.
Ooh, okay. Thank you. I'll be in touch with you about that. Thank you very much, Pat. Have a great weekend.
See you soon.
All right, that is Pat Hammer on the Western Hotline. We're going to take a timeout here. When we come back, Brian Colgio from Prague. Also have Pat Malacaro and Paul Hamilton joining the Steve Foley Law pregame show. All the Sabres stuff, it's happening. Here we are. We're doing it next. We'll have one more segment with those guys coming up next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.